Hi, welcome to Power of the Middle Podcast. I'm your host, Merle Amos. After years of feeling stuck and letting fear and self-doubt call the shots, I've come to realize that true personal growth comes from embracing the journey and finding value in the middle moments. This podcast is your go-to for real talk. We dive deep into stories, share practical tools, and offer insights to help us break free from playing small and use our voice to live a life more intentionally. Get ready to explore the power of the middle between where you are and where you want to be. Together, we'll navigate the path towards confidence, success, and authenticity. So are you ready? Let's unlock your next level. Hello, welcome back to another episode. I'm just going to dive right in. I wanted to share a way for you to get into believing what's possible for you, a way in you to tap into your vision. I use this exercise. There's going to be two exercises that I want to share. I use this with friends. I use this with clients. I use it when people feel stuck and they're just in their head. And I think it's just a fun, easy way to see what's possible for you, but also see like what you really feel can, you know, what can connect you to your vision. And also it kind of opens you up to really think outside of the box and to think outside of the circumstance that you're currently in. It also can move you through some fears and some doubts and some limitations that we really place on ourselves. The difference between winning and losing, the difference between taking that next step or not taking that next step, the difference between making this decision versus being an indecision is what's between your ears, which is your mind. And your mind can limit you, but it can also work for you. So I think that bringing these two exercises, because it's been working so well on so many people, just tapping into their vision and just being like, oh my gosh, that would be so cool if I do this and this and this, and then really breaking it down to the next action step for them to, that will get them one step closer to that vision, to their dream, to their desire. So let's just get right in. The first exercise is something I call, wouldn't it be cool if? Here's how it works. You get into flow state, or you could do this on a walk, or you could do this even like voice noting a friend. Take a few deep breaths, or even it could just even come to you driving. Like so many of my insights or my thoughts or my ideas come when I'm driving. So sit with yourself and take out a piece of paper or voice note it to yourself or open your notes app and just start with, wouldn't it be cool if, and see what, let it all come to you. Wouldn't it be cool if I started my own business? Wouldn't it be cool if I moved to another city? Wouldn't it be cool if I worked in this place? Wouldn't it be cool if I collabed with this brand? Wouldn't it be cool if I started a clothing brand? Like whatever comes to you, just let it flow. Starting with wouldn't it be cool if removes all the, is it realistic? What if I fail? What if I don't have the how? It shuts down your inner critic that's saying you can't do that or that's unrealistic. And then you get to really just expand and dream without limits, like without needing to know the how. Just get it all on paper without having a time constraint, without needing permission from your spouse or your mother or your sister, without having to ask for advice. Allows you to get out of your head with all those thoughts that limit you, and just it gives you permission to imagine what's possible. It gives you permission to just write it all down without logic or fear getting in the way. So really the next time you're feeling stuck or unsure or uncertain, or even the opposite, even if you're just listened to a podcast or you just went to a networking event or you just stepped out of a business meeting or you just finished a workout and you feel in that energy, like you'll know when you feel it, then you could sit down and just do this exercise and let your mind wander. You don't have to have it all figured out, but this can open the door to possibility, to show you what's possible, to show you what's in you. So I absolutely love that. And the coolest thing is that when I would do like, and I still do it, like, wouldn't it be cool if, and then I'll usually voice note a good friend. And it's so important also who you're speaking to, like who's supporting you through this process. Because if you're going to go to somebody and be like, wouldn't it be cool if I own my own business, and they're stuck in their negative thought loops, or they don't see past their circumstances or past the moment they're in, you might get a response where they can be like, oh, you, or like, that's not realistic, or just you're in la la land, or they can roll their eyes at you, and then you can really take that on, and then it kind of like squashes the idea, the dream, all of that. So who you share this with, or just make sure it's the person that's able to hold the vision with you. The second exercise is what I call, you can call it whatever you want. You could call it, one of a girl I was working with last week, she called it an inspiring list. And you could call it an inspiring list, a badass list, a level up list. But basically, it's shifting your focus back to what you've already done, what you've already accomplished, the things that, you know, over time, we can always be so focused on where we're going and where we're headed and what we need to fix and what we need to do that we forget how far we've come. We forget all the things that we've done. I mean, this can just be a list of your celebrations, your wins, really anything can go on it. So this would be best in, let's say, your notes app. And it just gives you that minute to acknowledge what you've done and what you're proud of. Yeah, because trust me, you've done a lot more than you're giving yourself credit for. So here's how it works. Make a list of your wins, big or small. Think about the times that you've chosen yourself, the times where you did the hard thing, where you overcame a challenge, whether if it's you launched a business, you stood up for yourself, you ended a relationship, starting a podcast, or it could even be something simple, something that you needed to just power through. Anything that ultimately led to you doing the hard thing, trusting yourself, trusting, building that confidence, building your self-esteem. It's a list that will remind you of the resilience and all the times that you've done the hard things. I was working with someone who was really stuck in just focusing on the things that she wasn't doing. And as I was speaking to her, I was saying, but look at what you've done. The foundations to your business is done. The social media is done. The website's done. The product is developed. And she's like, oh, I didn't think of it like that because I have so much more to go. And it's just acknowledging all those things that you already did, because it could really just clear that clutter and shift your focus. Also, I'll tell you, having this list, whatever you want to call it, awesome list, inspiring, badass, level up list, feel whatever feels good for you, it's a reference point for when you are facing that imposter syndrome, or you are facing procrastination, or you are facing self-doubt, or your brain is telling you that you can't do something, or that you're not good enough, or you're not worthy for this opportunity. You're able to go back and read it and be like, oh my gosh, like I've done all these things. So of course I can do this. And these two exercises so effective because it's coming from your voice. It's coming from you. So the first one, it's coming from you envisioning what's possible for you, envisioning what you truly want and desire. And then the other one is showing you what you've already accomplished, what you've done, the things that even sometimes you could forget. So it is so effective and powerful because, again, it's coming from you. You're not asking anyone for permission. You're not asking anyone for validation. It's the more that you tap into your inner self and your inner wisdom and your inner voice, the more you can step into that authenticity, into doing what you want. And then in turns, that builds that self-trust, that self-confidence, which honestly bleeds into every area of your life. When you cultivate that trust, you are able to move through situations in a different way. You are able to respond to people in a different way. You're able to show up in a different way, and it all compounds over time. So that's why I wanted to share those two exercises that can really get you out of your head and into the energy of seeing what's possible for you and acknowledging how far you've come. And it just gives you that inner power back. Okay, so now that you've opened up yourself to what's possible, you reminded yourself of how amazing you are, it's time for the next step, which is what you can, this is like the actionable, practical tool that you could add into your day, is really an energizing activity. And that could be between 1, 2, 3 to 10 minutes. It's not about being productive. It's just about getting in that better headspace. Anything that really just lights you up, whether it's calling a friend that will make you laugh, putting on a favorite song and dancing like nobody's watching, doing a quick fat breath work exercise, even just 10 deep breaths to reset, going for a quick walk just to breathe in the fresh air, clear your mind, and step into gratitude for what currently is. So I'll call that like an energizing activity, because it really, it's just something that can give you that spurt of energy that excites you, recharging your battery, but in the minute, right? Because we can wake up in the morning and have all those things done for us, but sometimes we need that like small reset during the day. Those 10 minutes, whether it's again, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, it's just your quick reset, your quick charge, and then you'll be amazed at how much clarity and momentum you can gain from that. You can now sit down and be like, oh, what's that one thing I'm going to do now that I've been putting off, or that one thing that's going to move the needle for me? It's always these small, small changes. It's that one jump off action that's going to put you into momentum versus staying stuck in your head and trying to really deal with all the what ifs, or I'm not good enough, or I can't do that, or the comparison that is just thrown at us all day on social media. And it's tuning that all out and tapping back into you. We just covered two powerful exercises to help you dream bigger, feel stronger, the wouldn't it be cool if to imagine what's possible, and your list to remind you of how far you've already come and to celebrate you. And then the 1 to 10 minute challenge during the day to re-energize you, and that will allow you to take that one step forward. So my challenge for you this week is take the 10 minutes, take the 20 minutes, do one of these exercises, all three. You can share it with me. I love hearing the wouldn't it be cool if, because really, ultimately, that's the voice in you that wants more. And even just as humans, I just feel that every single person always has that voice inside of them that they want more. They want a little bit more something for themselves, the growth, the evolution. It's just a choice if you are going to squash that voice or lean into it and take the action towards it. Even when you take the action, it never really unfolds that you think, but I do know that when you take that first step, the other one unfolds and the other one unfolds. It all comes down to those moments that light you up, that allow you to step into more of who you are. And with that, remember that you've already done hard things, and then you can do them again and again and again. And until next time.